Sotram, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah, 30th chapter, and let us read verse 15. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. Sorry, sister. Isaiah chapter 30, 15th verse, sister. Pardon me, sister. Yes, sister. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15, sister. Verse 15, 1-5. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In Isaiah 28 chapter, starting from verse 12 to 13, we read another beautiful thing that the Lord is talking about, quietness and rest. Let us read Isaiah chapter 28 verse 11 and 12, and then we will come back to Isaiah 30 verse 15. Hallelujah.
For with stammering lips,
hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, people go on vacations. People go to relax by the ocean. People go to relax by the seaside. People relax with the beautiful things that God has created, and this rest and relaxation is given by God. But in order to understand how our entire being can relax, because man is composed of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. The body is worth about $7.5, but since the stock market crashed, the stock price for the body dropped to about $2.55. But the body is the most inferior value in our being. Next is the soul. The value of the soul is priceless. Even if you take the entire universe and pay the entire universe, you cannot find enough money or property to buy one soul. The soul of man is equal to the value of the blood of Jesus. The soul of man is equal to the value of the life of the Son of God. The soul is so invaluable that God had to come down and even shed his last drop of blood and give his body. God literally had to die for man because the soul was invaluable. When God breathed into Adam, the Bible says, man became a living soul. See, when God made man from the clay and the dust of this earth, in today's value, it was only about $2.55, and God created a beautiful body. That is a wonder. But if you add all the constituents and chemicals in the body, it's less than $5. But when God took that body of clay and breathed into it, that body suddenly became invaluable and priceless, because the Bible says man became a living soul. And that is why when man ate of the fruit of the Garden of Eden that was forbidden, his body that is worth $2.55 now did not die, but his soul was the one that God was referring to, because he said, the soul that sinneth shall die. What is this soul? This soul is the one that has extensive volume. This soul that we have, although we might go to the doctor and during the physical, they might say, oh yeah, you're half a foot short of 6 feet and you're about 200 pounds and all that. The soul is not 6.5 feet or 200 pounds. The soul is invaluable. The space that the soul occupies cannot be measured. The soul was made in the image of God. Planet Jupiter cannot fill the soul. Universe cannot fill the soul. The things of this world cannot fill the soul. There is only one person in this whole universe that can fill and occupy and satisfy the soul. That is God. Because the soul was made in the image and dimensions and spatial intensity of God. It is only God that can fill the soul. And then we have the spirit. That is the radio transmitter by which we communicate with God. When the Bible says God dwells in the heart, He is not actually dwelling in our heart made of flesh that pumps the blood into the arteries and veins. It means that He is reigning in the heart of our body, which is the spirit. And He radiates from the spirit and fills the soul. Now the word that we read, the first verse that we read, in quietness and in confidence will be your strength. In returning and rest shall ye be saved. For with stammering lips and men of other tongues will he speak unto his people, to whom he said, this is the rest and the refreshing by which you might rest. Yet they would not hear. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is an important part in our life, because it is only when we receive the baptism of the Spirit we know and learn how to relax and rest in the Spirit. I could be tired from a day's worth of work. I could be tired from many, many things. But when I speak in tongues and converse with God in the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit inside me fills my soul and body and spirit, and He talks to God, and we get the rest and the relaxation. If we do not talk in the Spirit, and if we do not speak in tongues and worship God and give glory to God, we have not understood how to rest and how to relax. Oh, praise the Lord, sister. Is the audio not clear, sister? Okay, praise God. I will keep the phone closer. Is the audio clear now, sister? Now it is clear, sister? Hello? The audio is clear now, sister? Okay. Oh, is it clear now, sister? Hello? Let me say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, sotram, sotram, sotram. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, sotram, sotram. Yes, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, praise God, sister, praise God. And, after the service, I will send the MP3 link also. It's a streaming MP3 that will play on the click. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sotram, praise the Lord. Let me know, sister, if it is not clear again. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sotram, 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 sotram. Hallelujah, praise God. Yes, we just read Psalm 136. And in Psalm 136, we read about all the wonderful things that God the Father, the God the Son, and the God the Holy Spirit did. We don't have to name it because we just read everything that God did. And Psalm 136 was full of the acts of God Almighty that He did on behalf of His children. God did everything, but God expected only one thing, which is for us to give thanks. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 12 chapter and 13 and 14, that when we speak in tongues and pray in the Spirit, our mind is unfruitful and our understanding is unfruitful, because it is not us who pray, but the Holy Spirit prays with our body and soul and spirit. and we get the rest and the refreshing that we need. It is very important to understand how to rest and relax, because if we do not learn to rest and relax, then the miracles and signs and wonders that are supposed to take place in our life will not take place, and we will be living as any other human being. It is not God's will that we live as any other human being on this earth, but we live as the sons of God. The Bible says, if you called them gods to whom the words of the Lord came, Satan said in the Garden of Eden, if you eat of the forbidden fruit, you will become as gods. Eve did not know and Adam did not know they were already the children of God. The children of God are heirs of the throne, and we need to live as the sons of God and not as the people of this world with a supernatural power and glory. Is the audio clear now, sister? Hello? Hello? Oh, praise the Lord. Clear, sister, praise God. Hallelujah. Sotram. Hallelujah. Sotram. In order for the miracles and signs and wonders to take place in our life, number one, there needs to be peace in our body and soul and spirit. When Jesus was in the boat and everything was going haywire and confusion reached the climax, Jesus got up and lifted up his hands and said, "Peace, be still." And everything was still. In order for God to do a miracle in our life and do signs and wonders and do things that he has never done in this world, which belongs to them of faith, there needs to be peace and there needs to be quietness and there needs to be rest. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. When things come and attack us, when the devil attacks us, when problems come, when difficulties come, when challenges come, if we will just be quiet and relax and praise the Lord, nothing is going to happen. I had a dream a few weeks back, and in the dream, nature, in human terms, was becoming very violent. The sea and the ocean was becoming very violent, and I was watching, and the cloud was completely black. And suddenly I saw the cloud became an ocean. The sky became an ocean. And I saw the sky fall down to this earth like an ocean. And I saw waves very high. And I was watching those waves so tall, so high. There was no way that I could escape that onslaught. It was coming towards me. And as it came closer and closer and closer, I said, "Wow, how tall, how terrible, how horrible." And when it came close to my feet, suddenly it flattened, just like the mighty waves that meet the sand in the seashore and quieten and recede back. At that point, the Lord was speaking to me and said that problems and challenges and sufferings and difficulties and climax and surprises and shocks and calamities that appear to strike you, if you will just relax and be still, they will not touch you, because my children, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that riseth up against them in judgment shall thou condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. This is a simple truth, but if we only understand that every problem and calamity and trouble that comes against us to attack us has to hit Jesus first. Although it may look so simple, if Jesus and God is not worried, why should we be worried? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is the audio clear now, brother? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. So it is not very clear. Okay. Brother Jose, how is it with you? Is the audio clear? Brother Jose? Is the audio clear, brother, or is it cutting out in and out? Okay. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. What we will do, we will continue and then... Okay, we will do the MP3 and then we will send it, brother. Praise God, after the worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Sotram. Praise God. Amen. In order for miracles and signs and wonders to happen in our life, the Bible says that we need to be quiet and we need to be still. That's why in Psalm 46, let the heathen rage, let the mountains shake, let the floods come against you. God is in his tabernacle. Be still and know that I am God. Be still is a lesson from the Bible that we have to understand again and again and again. Jesus Christ took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed the multitude. What was the reason for that miracle? You know, if you want to have an explosion, you need to have dynamite, you need to have fuse. But the dynamite and the fuse can sit there forever and ever unless there is a fire. And someone lights the fuse. And then the fuse goes to the gunpowder and then there is an explosion. And then the mountain is cracked. And then that's how they quarry the mountain and break the mountain in pieces. So for the mountain to break, there needs to be fire. Now you know about the thing about fire. Fire does not make noise. But this, the end result of fire is noise and explosion and power. That's why the Bible says, I have baptized you with water unto repentance. But after me, I will send one who will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that is the Holy Spirit that today we have received. Why did God give us fire? So that when there is a mountain in our path, instead of slamming our head on the mountain and getting depressed, we will take the gunpowder, that is the word of God, and the fuse, that is praises, and get filled with the Holy Spirit and light that fuse with the fire of the Holy Spirit, that the explosion will take place and the mountain will be broken in pieces. The Bible says, who art thou, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. The mountain shall be moved and removed as my people go forth, the Bible says. Now let us go back to, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. We see the life of Jesus. In all situations, Jesus was calm. Jesus was quiet. Jesus was peaceful. And we learn from Jesus that we also need to learn how to be peaceful. In fact, the disciples were so perplexed at how Jesus, the Son of God, could be so quiet and calm and walk on the water and sleep in the midst of the storm that they asked him, Jesus, teach us to pray. And once they said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Jesus would have loved to respond, this is how I created you. But the disciples later understood it. And Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Today we have been given that power, that dynamite, that fuse of praise, that Holy Spirit of fire, that we speak in tongues and we can light the fire. Now why did Jesus say, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength? With stammering lips and men of other tongues, he'll speak to this people. And this is the rest and the refreshing which he commanded you to have. And yet you would not hear. We can understand a little more about why rest and quietness is important so that Jesus can do his miracle. When we are running around, jumping around, tossing around, accusing people and pointing our fingers and doing this and that, Jesus is not there. But when we sit down and relax and quieten down
and take a deep breath, and my heart starts beating 72 beats a minute, then Jesus walks into the room. And that's what happened 2,000 years back in Mark chapter 36, verses 39 and 40. Let us turn to the book of Mark, chapter 36. The book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 39 and 40. Mark 6 chapter, verse 39 and 40. 6th chapter of Mark, 39 and 40. Mark chapter 6, 39 and 40, sister. Hallelujah, praise God. Mark 6th chapter, sister, and 39 and 40. Yeah, Mark chapter, the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 39 and 40, sister. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. In the previous verse we read, in Mark chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus asked a question, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And they went and saw 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And there was a multitude, thousands of people. And Jesus saw the need. He saw the deficit. Today people talk about budget deficit, cities and communities and states are going bankrupt. Jesus saw the deficit. And this is what he did. He commanded the people to sit down by companies upon the green grass. The green grass reminds me of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The people had heard the word, there was no food after about 3 days. If Jesus sent them, they would all faint in the way. And Jesus said, sit down. They were hungry, their stomach was growling like an orchestra. Everybody was so hungry, tired, about to faint. And Jesus said, stop talking and sit down quietly. And the Bible says in verse 40, they obeyed the commandment of Jesus and sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. Where there was disorder, where there was chaos, where there was hunger, now they all obeyed the commandment of Jesus. And now there is quietness and there is an order. Everyone sitting in order, 50s and 100s. And everyone had the faith. If they didn't have the faith, they would not sit down to eat. Jesus was not asking them to just sit down for fun, but he said, everybody sit down so I can start serving you food. And the people knew there was no food, but they believed and trusted Jesus as the Son of God, and they obeyed his commandment and sat down. And because the people sat down, Jesus was able to do the miracle. Hallelujah. Sometimes we ask, Lord, why don't you intervene? Why don't you intervene in my life? Heal me, do this, do that. All the while Jesus is saying, sit down, can you relax and be quiet so I can take over. Bible says, be not careful, let not your hearts be troubled. Quiet in your hearts and the peace of ask God, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, let it rain, and then the miracle will happen. Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 3. Hallelujah, praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 33, third verse. Amen.
33rd chapter of Deuteronomy and 3rd verse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've learned how to try to solve our problem. Not solve them, but we've learned how to try to solve our problems. We've learned how to become frantic and become furious and get mad with everything that caused the situation that we are in. But have we learned to sit down? All of us have to learn the secret. Have we learned to sit down at the feet of God, at the feet of Jesus, when the waves are roaring, when the earthquake is booming, when the planes are dropping bombs and there's a breaking news that there's a nuclear attack? Have we learned to sit down at the feet of Jesus? Yea, he loved the people. The Bible says all his saints are in his hand. And who can take his saints from his hand? Jesus said, my Father which gave them to me is greater than all. And no one can pluck them out of his hand. It is God's hand that created the universe. It is God's hand that is the mightiest. Nothing can reach the inner hand of God and pluck us out. That is why God is saying in Deuteronomy 33:3, my saints, sit down at my feet. Let the planets of earth come crashing to the ground. You sit down at my feet and receive of my word. That is why Jesus said to Martha, 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 thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and that shall not be taken away from Mary. And what was that Mary did that got Jesus' attention? Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. That really impressed Jesus Christ. Are we enjoying the presence of God? Or has the presence of God become a duty for us, a chore for us? Just like cooking and just like going to work. Let us turn to Song of Solomon, 2nd chapter, verse 3. Hallelujah. The book of Song of Solomon, 2nd chapter, 3rd verse. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have learned how to run. We have learned how to fly. We have learned how to sit in heavenly places. Now the Lord wants to teach us how to sit down at his feet and relax and enjoy him. Amen. The book of Song of Solomon, we will read 2 chapter 2, verse 3. Hallelujah! As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. Hallelujah! Here the bride, the church of the living God, New Jerusalem, is saying, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you're the best tree, you're the best shadow. I won't go sit under a juniper tree. I won't go sit under an oak tree. I will sit only under an apple tree. I will sit under the feet of Jesus. I will sit down under the apple tree, under its shadow and its fruit will be sweet to my taste. Sometimes when you keep on eating apples, you get tired and sick of apples. Sometimes my wife says, don't buy any more apples. We are so tired of eating apples. Sometimes our spiritual life could become like that. We don't want any more apples. We don't want any more apple trees. But when we go to Jesus, he will clean us up. So that the desire and the hunger for the apple tree which stands for Jesus will come back to us, and the apple tree will once again become delicious. The fruit of Jesus will become sweet to our taste. The well-known words in the book of Exodus. They could hear the chariot wheels, wow, 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 roaring.
squeaking in the wilderness. Pharaoh saying, kill them, shouting through a loudspeaker. The people roaring and screaming and saying, oh no, you brought us into the wilderness to kill us because there were no graves in Egypt. And the ocean is roaring like a mighty ocean. And in all this, there is one man, Moses, and his servant Joshua and Caleb, very, very quiet, like the calm before a storm. Moses stands before God, and God gives him the plan, tells him, raise your staff, and the Red Sea will split apart. And Moses waits until the climax occurs and the people are about to stone him. He raises the rod in his right hand that stands for the authority God gave him. And the Red Sea splits apart. The people see this sign and wonder. And Moses says unto them, why did ye jump and holler and scream? Our enemies have heard your torment and agony. Why didn't you just relax? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He might as well have told them to sit down, but they had to walk through the Red Sea. That's why he said, stand still. Stand still. Be quiet. Sit down and see the salvation of the Lord. Because the enemies that ye see today will ye see no more. Because the saints of the Lord are in his hand. Sit down that the Lord can manifest his power and multiply your blessings. I would love to see the cherubims and the seraphims. I would love to see the angelic host. I would love to see the Lord in all its glory. But rather, I would love to hear the voice of God and read his word, which is the voice of God. We read in Ezekiel chapter 25. From verse 1 to 25, it's dazzling, it's fascinating. The living creatures are going back and forth like lightning. We see God, we see his throne, we see his face as jasper, and the whole universe is full of his glory. There is sound when he speaks, there is thunder, voice of many waters. And then suddenly, there is quiet. And let us see what happens when there is pin drop silence. Ezekiel chapter 1, the book of prophet Ezekiel, first chapter, verses 24 to 26. Ezekiel chapter 1, the first book of Ezekiel, chapter 24, chapter 1, verses 24 to 26. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. One of us as the Lord leads, let us take the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, and let us read verse 24, 25, and 26. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ezekiel, first chapter, verses 24 to 26. Is the audio clear, brothers? Hello? Praise God. Oh, praise God. Ezekiel, first chapter, sister, verses 24 to 26. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sotram. Amen. Is the audio clear, sister? Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Jose? Amen.
Amen, Brother Hussein.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sotram. In this verse, we read the living creatures that are below the throne of God. There is a firmament over their heads, like the sky, the blue sky. And above the firmament, above the blue sky, there is a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone. So beautiful. And upon the throne was the likeness and the appearance of a man above it. And this is our God seated on the throne. And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of fire from his loins, even upward, and from his loins, even downward, and brightness. This is God consuming fire. But the key thing in this verse is the living creatures were flying and they were jumping and they were going back and forth. And all the time, God was quiet. But the Bible says in Ezekiel 1, chapter 25, when these living creatures stood still and let down their wings and stopped flying around, there was a voice from the firmament above their heads. When the living creatures stood and let down their wings, when the living creatures were extremely quiet and they were standing and they let down their wings, God started speaking. God waited till the living creatures stood still. God waited till the living creatures let down their wings. God waited till the living creatures were listening, and there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads. And God spake. Sometimes we wonder why God speaks. Most often in the night when we are sleeping, when we are waking up, or when we are fast asleep. Because that is when we are the most quiet. We are lying down. We are still. And the noise of this world is shut down. Then God speaks to us. Let us learn to stand still. Let us learn to sit down at the feet of Jesus. Let us learn to be quiet, for in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. May the Lord bless these words, and may the Lord strengthen us, and may the Lord empower us, that we, the children of God, who have come to the last days before the coming of Jesus, may understand that on the cross of Calvary, Jesus completed everything for us. We do not need to be worried about tomorrow, because Jesus is in tomorrow. He has already made it to our tomorrow. We do not have to worry about 2012. Many people who are out of their mind say that the world is going to end in 2012. Because Jesus has already gone to January 1, 2012, because he always goes before us. We do not have to worry and get concerned and get nervous if we will be left out in the rapture, because Jesus has already gone in front of our life to the time that the trumpet will sound, and God will prepare us. I am the Lord that sanctifieth thee. Let us learn to sit down at his feet and rest in his presence. If we rest in the presence of God, the rest will be taken care of. May God bless these words and strengthen us. Hallelujah. Praise God.